Any other questions? All right. Well, if y'all want to, we'll start with John, and I'll go last, and we can, if anybody, any of y'all want to say anything, or whatever. You don't have to, don't feel obligated. John has to, because he's starting. He's the only one that's obligated.
I just want to say, it's been 2 years of trial and error, a learning curve, and I just like to say, if it hadn't been for the Lord, there was times I just wouldn't throw up my hand. You don't understand how it is when you're trying to write something. You know, our forefathers, boy, they must have really been close to the Lord to be able to do what they did.
Yes.
And there was a lot of times I'd get up every morning and I'd say, help me, Lord, get through this day. And I just like to thank all of my friends up here, and former, well, I guess we will be former charter members in a few days, but and thank all the community and everybody for giving us support and gouging us along when we were down, and especially Bruce, Bob Miller, a few of them like that, that really, really give you a little encouragement when you felt like you couldn't go another day. So that's about all I got to say.
Well, it has been a party. I, you know, got involved in this because I thought, I was asked, you know, if I'd be interested in being involved, and what was, you know, I've had some experience working with government in past business experiences, etc. And, you know, I thought it would be a good thing, and I think it is a wonderful document, and I too want to compliment everybody on this committee. We all put a lot of time and effort in here, you know, and I don't know that we would have, if it wouldn't have been for the money we were making, but, but we all really worked well together. We did have, you know, some good community input, and we're really grateful for that. And I, you know, I hope, obviously, that it passes. I think it's a good business document. The way I look at it is this county should be run exactly like a business. And that means, to me, because that's what I do, attempting to make a profit. This should be a profit-making business, this entity. But the profits in this business should be returned to the people that own the company, which are the citizens of this county, in the form of better services at less cost and more efficiency. And if I can do it in my business when things are tough or when things change, so can they. And they're not doing that, you know. And I concur that the, you know, the feminist attacks, to me, just staggered me. I mean, I had no idea that, you know, I just thought we were developing a better plan to operate the county. I didn't know we were starting World War V. But that's okay. I've been to war before. And, you know, the thing that I guess it makes me realize here is I see here, you know, the decay and corruption that's clear back in Washington, D.C., and how big this monster has gotten, yeah. And how powerful, and the lengths that people will go to keep what they've got or the power that they have.
Like
when, you know, there is a better way to do it and a better way for those people that are not county executives, in my mind, but they're county servants. They chose to serve the people of this county. And they are not, you know, they are not God. They are working for every single person sitting in this room. And that, we don't work for them, they work for us. And I sincerely pray that we can change this, and maybe this first step, as somebody said, you know, at home, we'll start building, you know, and the corruption in this government back to Washington, D.C. is staggering. And basically destroying this gift that God gave the people of this continent, you know. And so anyway, I have actually enjoyed being involved. I found it very interesting, and everybody on this committee has worked really, really hard to do a super good job, and I'm pleased to be part of it. Thanks.
All
So I echo a lot of what Charles said when we started this, and I thank all the guys on this charter with me, because they knew going in, and my job, I'm a defense contractor, and I spend at least half my time in that awful place called D.C. And I do see firsthand the corruptions going on, even within the defense. It is at all levels. And so the charter is kind of a glimmer of hope for me that, you know, here locally, if we can, you know, try to fix the things that we have, you know, you start off small, you control the things that you can is one of the prayers, you know, help me influence the things that I can and accept the things that I can. But I'm an engineer, and part of my job is to, you know, break apart complex systems. And one of the things that I teach younger engineers is when you're looking at something so complex, it's easy to get overwhelmed. And so when you look at the corruption that we're facing in our country today, it's very easy to be overwhelmed, you know. But you start small, right? It's that old saying, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. The charter's our first bite. It really is. It's time that, you know, we take the stand and we say, no, we want a voice. I mean, because I'm assuming most of the people in here, all the people in here have read the charter. And I scratch my head and I go, I don't see how anybody who has actually read this would be so violently against it. Because, I mean, it really is kind of the fabric of our forefathers and what they said. You have a voice. Yet today in our county commission, you can't show up to a county commissioner meeting and voice your opinion. In order for you to do that, you have to be on the agenda. So that means, you know, the month before you had to get with your, even prior to that, get with your county commissioner and say, I want to speak, and he's got to get you on the agenda so that you can speak your mind in your own county, in your hometown. So under the charter, you would actually, that gets fixed. So that's why I look at, you know, why would some people be so dead against something that, you know, just reinforces your constitutional rights as an American citizen to show up and speak your mind, you know, and say, I don't agree with that tax increase. I don't agree with this. When the wheel tax was passed, I watched a gentleman get walked out of the room because he was voicing his opinion. He was asked by, you know, the guy leading the meeting in the county commission meeting. He said, I want you to escort him out of the room. He said, don't bother, and he got up and walked out. But the authorities were asked to walk him out. And that's just wrong. That is not the country that we're all born in. You know, he wasn't being belligerent. He wasn't being violent. He was being passionate, as we all should be. We should be passionate about our government. You know, because the truth of the matter is, and that, not to harp on one case, but my local commissioner, John, asked my opinion. What tax should get increased? I said, none. You haven't looked at the budget and saw how we can get lean. I am a firm believer that the county needs to act its way. Right? If we can afford more, we can do more. If we can't afford more, we have to do less. You can't just increase taxes. It's the wrong answer. Everybody who's had any type of economic class or education understands that the way you don't grow a business in your county is increase taxes. That's your surefire way of killing your county. You know, and you look, we have a beautiful square, but you look at the businesses that open and close on the square, it's too hard for them to stay in business. We're a small county. We're a very rural county. And we have just under 34,000 people in our county. And it's just, so when you look at, you know, business, and, you know, I have dreams. I mean, we moved here, you know, 8 years ago with dreams of, you know, building a farm and having our own farming business. It's very challenging to do in Lincoln County. It just is. And it's, you know, there's a lot of factors that go into it. But it's a challenge. So I'm encouraged by all the people in here. Because I'm not home very often, I think I've been able to avoid a lot of the attacks. But Bumble is always, you know, quick to remind me of how bad things really are with this. And But I do appreciate, you know, my fellow charter members for covering for me when I couldn't be here. I was teasing Daryl, and he sent the email reminder, hey, don't forget about the meeting. I said, I'm really home. I'm really going to be there. You know, because the other thing that I volunteer is I coach the local swim team. And those kids, they're my kids. I had 73 children over the summer. And, you know, I love them to death. So it's just, it's been a challenge, but it's been a pleasure working on this with these people. And so, and I just, I'm encouraged by, you know, you guys being here and just keeping getting the word out. And the big thing is just, you know, correct people. And, you know, we got a couple days left. And, you know, and just tell them to go out. And one of the worst ads I saw ended with, go read it. I said, yeah, go read it. Please, because I, again, I don't, that's where I get confused. I don't see how you can read the charter and go, no, this is bad for the county. I read it and I go, I can't believe we're not already operating this way. So thank you.
Well, there's not a whole lot more I can say. They summed it up pretty good. And I'll, but I do want to tell this group up here, I appreciate the time y'all have all put into this. Appreciate the friendship that we've developed. John was the only person that I even knew when we got started.
He didn't want to admit it.
Yeah, you don't know me. Yeah,
I knew Gene just looking because I carry his mail.
Yeah.
And but I appreciate the friendship that we've all developed. We didn't always see eye to eye on everything, but at the end of the day, we all came together and wrote the best thing that we thought that we could write. Talking about the Constitution, well, I go back not that far back, and all I was thinking the other day, we had an advantage over some others because we at least had the Shelby County Charter, the Knox County Charter, a Giles County Charter, to at least kind of look at and go, okay, this is what the basics is. When Shelby County got, they were the first one, they didn't have anything to look at. They just had a complete blank sheet of paper to look at. My hat's off to them. I don't know how they got it started. Now everybody beyond us now should have even an easier time and all of getting a charter together, which I'm kind of envious over them and all, but I'm proud that they might would look at our charter and all is what we did. Yeah, we put in a lot of long hours, a lot of hard hours. Had to put up with spouses and saying, well, I've got a meeting now. Well, I thought you had the last meeting a month ago. Well, I've got one more tonight. Well, is this the last one? I think it is. And also had to put up with that. Had to be away from friends and family and work and all to do all of this, but love every minute of it. But like Ben said, if this charter gets defeated and all, I don't mind getting beat in anything that I do. I don't like it, but if I get beat, I get beat square and I don't have a problem with that. I think it's a fine job. But if somebody wants to cheat against me and want to win, I'm not a nice loser. I hate to cheat. And I can lose with the best. I can win with the best. But I don't like being put behind the eight ball. And I am very disappointed at some people that I've known for years that I've respected tremendously over the years. And now I have no respect for them. Just because of the things that I've had to listen and see that they have put out. We didn't do this to try to disrupt anything. We did this to try to help this county. My roots go back to this county almost 200 years now. I was born in Lynn County Hospital. And I was raised in Tullahoma, but I chose after I got out of school at UT and I ought to come back to Lincoln County to live. This has always been my home. And I hope this charter does pass because I think it can make it better for the future generations once this thing gets fully implemented. I wish it could be implemented just as soon as this election is over with. I know there's one running for county mayor that if it does if it does get implemented and that person wins the mayorship, that a lot of this charter is going to start going ahead and phasing it in, which that is the best thing in the world. They can start phasing in a little at a time instead of jumping into the pool all at once and going, oh my goodness, what's this? They can ease into it very easily. There's no big deal about it. But it can help everybody. But I think I had a whole lot more to say, but I'm kind of at a loss.
Amen.
I've had enough. Okay, they told me my time's up. So I'll pass.
Started off saying, I think they said it once. So
4 hours later.
Yeah, 4 hours later. Well, I'll pass the buck on over to. To Danny. Mr. Owens.
First of all, I'd like to say I developed a friendship. I've known most of the people here except John, Pete, and Funnel. He said his name was Funnel. I said, what kind of name is that?
Yeah.
He said, well, it's Mitchell. I said, okay, Mitchell. But anyway, we've had some fun and some pretty tough times. And as Jesus Christ said, before you start something, you better count the cost. And so it's cost us all pretty dearly. A lot of folks, a lot of money. Out of a pocket, not much money out of a pocket, but as you all know, one neighbor get involved very much with riding and all, but I've tried to attend most of the meetings. And because of my health, the very first month that I announced the candidacy for the 7th district, I received an anonymous letter. Now that didn't scare me. That didn't scare me at all, because I'm not afraid of anybody, but just the people, the low people had to be the ones that sent it, all right? And while I was having some physical examination, my friend Bob Miller, he read the letter, he knows, he's my witness to what it said. Not too veiled threats and so forth, but so I answered with a letter to the editor, because I didn't know who to send it to, really, Mr. or Mrs. or Mr. and Mrs. Anonymous, whoever it would be. And I said, as a Christian, I forgive you for your hatred and for your writings and all, and you're forgiven, whoever you are. But that same month, I'm diagnosed with stage 4 stomach cancer. All right. So the Lord helped me deal with both of them. I didn't think I'd make it through either one. But here I am, and still fighting. And I'll still be fighting the good fight, however it turns out. And someone asked me why I got involved, and I said, well, for we the people. And here's a flag, we the people, and that's in a preamble, not only to our Constitution, but to the Charter. We the people and future people. I've got 4 children, my dear wife, and I would have 12 grandchildren. The 12th one to be born this week. And I can't look them little fellas in the eye and say, well, I never did anything to even affect local government, much less state, national government, much less local government. So I said, we'll get involved in this in writing and be legal with our Constitution. So they are dreamed up things that are going to be expensive, going to cost $2 million to implement it. Lie. And our estimate was that it would save the taxpayer money. But when I got involved, I thought it would cost a penny to anyone. So we're out to save people, and the only jobs that's going to be lost, as far as I know, if this charter passes, now I had a man worked at the convenience center. I call it the inconvenience center because it's not convenient. Anyway, he said, hey, I can't vote for that charter. One of my commissioners, and he won't say which, told me if I voted for the charter, then I would lose my job. I said, lie. If we pass the charter, there'd be 15 jobs lost, there'd be 15 commissioners. Eventually, it would be bye-bye. You know, so we all know where our enemies come from, and we all know where our help comes from. If you're a Christian, it comes from the Lord. And I want to ask each and every one to be in prayer, fasting and prayer, from tomorrow night at 8 till 8 p.m. Wednesday night, for those that can. And pray, however the Lord leads you to pray. Pray and fast, and the Lord's will be done. So that's what I'm trusting in, and looking forward to His will being done. We don't pray that our will be done. Oh, we have it in worse shape than what it is. So pray that His will be done. And with that, I thank you all for listening, for being with you in these 2 years.
Well, I was asked to be on the charter and commission, and when I got my paperwork and went around to getting signatures, I had nobody to turn me down for signing my petition. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, but of course I forget a lot of stuff, nobody said we didn't need change. Everybody said, you know, we need some change. So I say, well, that's what we're planning, and I think we have made a good start on it. If it don't work perfect, it's a good start. We were careful to put in there things that would keep it in the people's hands, where you can change it if it needs to be changed. You can do things by going to the people to get it done rather than a few. 9 times out of 10, half of the commissioners are not for something, but you'll have the commissioners and the mayor, and they override it, and it goes through. So we just have to appreciate the fact that they'll have to do something rather than just doing it in closed doors and behind the curtains and sneaking stuff in. They'll have to get out and ask the people and make us understand why we need this extra tax.
Yes.
You know, we come along and we voted for the tax when they sold it, that we needed this school building out here.
Yep.
And I'm still not that disappointed that I voted for it. But I am disappointed that they used that tax to go on and on and on, and it didn't end like I understood it was supposed to. So this charter's got a statement in it that each tax will have to stand on its merits, and you can't add it to the school kids and everything like that. Every tax we ever had is for the school kids. Well, it ain't so. So we wrote in here that each tax has to stand on its own. And if it's occasion like the wheel tax for the school, once it runs, it's got to be a year before that property can be used for some other purpose, or go on another mortgage or something, so we can carry the tax on. I think we've had a good association together, and I've appreciated everybody. And I've worn my little shirt and my cap out, and I've really enjoyed talking to people at Walmart or wherever I run into them, and talking about the charter and explaining to them, and I really feel good about it. I just be honest with you, and everybody that's chipped in, it's not ours, it's ours. The people in this county of the county, not the land, not the buildings, not Frito-Lay, not a Goodman, but the people are the county, and we need to realize that and keep it and stay with it. And I appreciate everybody coming out and meeting with us and talking with us and come to a good understanding and appreciation for the government we have, that we can have. And that's my sentiment. I thank everybody. Charles.
Through the past 2 years and the meetings that we've had, so many people come by, citizens, that were truly interested in what we were doing. Unfortunately, not enough of them. But the ones that did come, and they contributed so much, and I thank them from the bottom of my heart. They gave us ideas on which way to go. The other thing I'm thankful for is this group of men that I have been so proud to serve with them. Some of the finest men I've ever met in my life that hold up the Lord and hold up our Constitution always. And for me, this is for the people to get the power back. Not a handful of a clique, but the people at large, people that want to participate in the government. Excuse me, I have a little stuff. Anyway, people that want to participate in making decisions for all of us to live by. That's the way it's supposed to be in this country. Not for a small group of people that are going to be so deceptive and lead people astray for their own power, their own little building, their own little cliques or their own empires. And the thing that I guess I'm heard about more than anything else is that we have so many people in this county that would resort to the things that they have said and done to lie, to cheat, and things like that to hurt the little guy. And I count myself as a little guy. I am so disappointed in these people. And some of them, like they said, some of them I've known for years, back when I had a lot thicker and darker hair. But overall, if someone were to say, would you do it again? Yeah. If I could be of help, I would. And that's about all I've got to say. Thank you, and God bless all of you.
All right. Well, I want to thank all of y'all. Many of y'all out here, like I was saying earlier, some of y'all have been to as many meetings as we have.
Yep.
You know, through the whole drafting process, and that input has been invaluable. You know, so much of what's in this document didn't just come from the eight of us and sources that we looked at, but also just from citizens, from those who had known what was, you know, intimately this system that we have here in the county and able to offer input. And I thank all of y'all, except for Fondwell. Those that I didn't know, I'm glad I met you, and those I already did, I'm glad I got to spend more time with you. I knew three of you beforehand, and unfortunately I had to beat Fondwell through it, but like I tell the no people, when I tell the people I know and the no people, I say, you know, you're picking your folks. I say, I didn't have to pick any of these guys. We all got elected. I didn't pick to serve with any of these guys. I'm just thankful that the Lord brought together people that I was able to, didn't always see eye to eye with, but was able to work with and become friends with.
Yes.
And, you know, sometimes they put a Judas in the bunch, like Fonville. And I like Fonville. He's all right. But I like picking on him. He's easy to pick on. But you know, it's a lot of work. And I ask myself that pretty much every day. This, even before the controversy, while we were writing it, when I'd go after a meeting and I'd stay up till some ungodly hour and writing and drafting and studying, like, would I do this? Should I be doing this? When I even ran for the thing, I didn't want to. I got a call, asked me to do it. I didn't want to. I was hoping someone else would fill the spot. But just like when I'm running for commission right now, I came to this county to retire from politics. I worked full-time in politics after college. My degree is from the University of the South in political science. I used to work for politicians. I was so tired of politics, so I came home to retire from it. I came back, bought me a house. As soon as I bought my house, got all this dropped in my lap. So I was renovating. I still got parts of my house that look the same as the day I bought it after I gutted everything out. You know, I'm looking forward to this thing being over that way I can finally finish my house. You know, just it's been such a ordeal, and I asked myself, you know, what I've done again. But you know, I would, and it's because the reason I ran, and that was to affect a change, and knowing that God had blessed me with some gifts, and He had blessed me with some experiences through working in policy, You know, I have done these so-called legal reviews I heard, but I've looked at issues to make sure everything fits the law. The thing is, I don't go out boasting and creating, you know, some type of false badge where I say, Daryl Luna approved, there we go, got a legal review. I don't do that type of stuff. But I had experience working with lawyers, working with legislators, working with policymakers, and God had given me some of these gifts, and I knew that they could maybe be used by this group if I was elected. Well, then I run, and I got somebody running against me and all that. Somebody's ran for office before, so then I have to spend money to get, you know, get on the bat, to get elected to the thing. And then once I get elected to it, then all the work really begins. And I just want to thank y'all for electing me as y'all's chairman. Y'all know what y'all are doing when y'all pushed all this work off onto me, all these interviews and late night top down rebuttals and all that stuff. Yeah, but y'all pulled a fast one on me, but I'll treat it as an honor.
We just took the path of least resistance.
Yeah, but no, it was an honor, you know, and to be able to do all this and to serve as the chairman of this commission and to meet so many of y'all, it is, you know. I believe in this document. I told these guys throughout the process, told them at the very beginning, I wasn't going to vote for it. Not only was I going to vote for it, but I would campaign against it if I didn't agree with this document. I'm a hard person to please when it comes to candidates. I ain't got used for most of the candidates. That's why I sort of quit politics. I got tired of someone, Congress people, calling me, elected people, easy, cushy jobs, and saying, you want to work for me? And me thinking, I can't work for that person. I wouldn't trust them as far as I could throw them. I'm definitely not going to work for them. So I'm that type of person. You know, I don't vote for somebody because they got a D or an R beside their name. I vote for the person, what they stand for. I don't care what they say they stand for. I actually care about them putting their money where their mouth is and actually doing the work they promise. You know, campaign promises don't mean anything to me. So I'm hard to please with this document. I am pleased with it. I'm proud of the document we have, you know. It's a document that, like Danny says, only one perfect document, that's the Holy Scripture. But, you know, it is a document I think does a lot of good for the county. You know, and I think it's one, if people truly read it and they see what's in it and they ask themselves, is this better than what we have now? Absolutely. You know, it's just like when we adopted our Constitution for the United States. You know, at the time they had the Articles of Confederation, which I'm a pretty big fan of. There's some problems involving currencies and whatnot. But they went to go amend that, and they wound up writing a whole new document. And there was a lot of controversy, because there was the Federalists, who were people like Alexander Hamilton, and then there was the Anti-Federalists, people like Jefferson and Madison. And they were duking it out. They were putting newspaper ads against one another. That's where we get the Federalist Papers and the Anti-Federalist Papers. At the end of the day, the Federalists had to get behind this thing to get it to pass. What they told them, they said, well, you know what, we'll pass the thing, but we want some changes made. And that's where we get our Bill of Rights. That's the great compromise that the Anti-Federalists were willing to go for a document they weren't 100% sold on, just so they knew it was better than the system they had, and they knew that it would do the job needed, so they compromised on it. So I see sort of all this, and, you know, I'm a student of history, and I love the founding generation. Thomas Jefferson's my greatest hero. I've loved that man since I was a kid, and loved his writings. He was a flawed guy, very much so. But I see in all these guys the same sort of willingness to, you know, to be along for the ride and take the barbs from opposition and take the time out of our lives and our livelihood to work for this, and I'm just glad to have been along for the ride. No matter how it turns out, like Danny said, God's will be done. But like I always say too, it was God's will for John the Baptist to have his head lopped off. So I hope that ain't our will. We'll see where we wind up. I do appreciate all of you being here, and I appreciate serving with y'all guys. I appreciate y'all out there. Y'all know who you are, who have been there. Some of y'all, I love you one moment, hate you the other, because you're putting all this demands on me, but I thank you for keeping us going strong. I thank you for taking time out of y'all's own lives and your own jobs and what have you. And I thank your spouses and your family members for putting up with y'all and putting up with us. And I just pray that the people will make a decision based on the document that's before them. And I think if they do that, then this thing will pass. And I think if it does pass, it will be a positive for the county that will affect generations to come. So that's my piece. Does anybody have a motion to adjourn?